Scoreboard follows the game, then music with Boone in the Afternoon. Studios St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830 WCCO.
We have the official statistics. What do they show, Paul?
All right, for the Minnesota Vikings, 12 first downs, New York 8. First downs rushing, New York 4, the Vikings 5. Passing, the Vikings 6 first downs, New York 4. Total yards gained, 165 for the Giants, 251 for the Vikings. Fran Tarkenton quarterbacking all the way, threw the ball 21 times and completed 9. Gary Wood, the rookie from Cornell, playing in place of Y.E. Tittle, the old veteran, threw 16 times and completed 8. 46.3 yards for Chandler kicking the ball, 36 for Bobby Walden, who went into the ball game today with a 46.3 average, second in the league to Yale Larry of Detroit. Let's take a look here now at some of the rushing statistics. Bill Brown of the Vikings carried the ball 8 times for 75 yards. The longest gain was 48 yards. No touchdown. Tommy Mason carried 6 times for 11 yards. Longest gain was 9. Fran Tarkenton, scrambling a little bit, carried the ball twice for 6 yards. The longest gain was 5. For the New York Giants, Gary Wood, the quarterback, running the ball up the middle a couple of times for 28 yards. His longest was 14, and this set up their first score, or their second score. Wheelwright, the big fullback, 4 times for 9 yards. The longest gain was 5.
The second half of today's game will get underway in just 1 minute. This half of Viking football is brought to you by Minneapolis Federal, the savings and loan association that's on the move with progress. Join the progressive one, Minneapolis Federal, at the sign of the tree. Start earning the great dividend soon.
Everything's coming up progress at Minneapolis Federal. Progress in giant steps. Minneapolis Federal is really on the move. It's the most progress-minded association in sight. Expanding, growing, downtown 8th and Nicollet, in the suburbs, all around. Growing with progress to serve you better. Take dividends, for instance. Great dividends. Big dividends. All over Minnesota and the nation, Minneapolis Federal's voice of thrift booms out the story of thrift in action. Savings action, the kind of action that pays $4.06 for every $100 saved for 12 months. Get with progress. Go with great new progress at Minneapolis Federal, the association that serves the nation with savings accounts in person and by mail. Now 325 million strong.
The Vikings will kick off to start the second half. They lead 20-14. Pass receiving, Mason has 3 catches. Flatley and Betzel, 2 apiece for the Vikings. Thomas has 4. Gifford, 3 for the Giants. To go, Fred Cox will kick off. The Giants defending the goal to our left. Now the kickoff very, very high. Jones takes it on the 2, to the 5, the 10, the middle, to the 20, and he is driven down at the 22-yard line. He was hit by Dave O'Brien and I believe by Howard Simpson. Yes, Howard was the other member. Howard just put back on the active squad a week ago. Ball put closer to the 21, so it was a 19-yard return. First and 10 Giants from the 21. Jones really got decked on that one.
Howard Simpson was a teammate, was he not, Ray, of George Rose's at Auburn. A real fine end, and in college, that is, a tight end. Played that pro-type offense.
Gifford flanked to the right. He's the only man split out. Under center is Gary Wood, whose passing sharpened up in that second quarter. He counters to the fullback, and Wilwright reaches into the open and gets across the 30 by a yard to spare. He will be close to a first down. Schrockman made the tackle after Wilwright had run over 3 or 4 Vikings. It will be a half a yard short. Second down, 1 to go on the 30-yard line. Ernie Wheelwright, all 240 pounds of him. Really steamrolled on that one. Homer Jones is just split out a couple of steps on the left. Frank Gifford Moore on the right. The give to the halfback Morrison, and he goes airborne for the first down as he wound up at the 33, a gain of 3. It'll be first and 10 Giants from their own 33-yard line. They have 9 first downs now to the Vikings 12. Vikings lead 20-14.
first couple of plays would seem to indicate that the Giants said at halftime, we haven't tested that defense of the Vikings against the running attack enough, so let's keep them honest and perhaps our passing attack will go a little bit better.
Gifford split to the right on a strong right formation. Gary Wood under center. Gives it off to Morrison on a wide right sweep. He tries to cut Vanna. Hawkins can't hold him, but he slows him down for Jim Marshall, who makes the stop at the 36-yard line. It was a gain of three. Second down. Seven to go from the 36-yard line. Rip Hawkins got momentarily faked out, but he recovered enough to slow down the ball carrier and make the job of Rip Hawkins considerably easier. Second and seven from the 36-yard line. A long seven to go. 13 minutes left in the third quarter. Cleveland has another field goal. St. Louis now leads Cleveland 21-9 in the third quarter. Strong right formation for the Giants. Back in the pocket, looking for a receiver is Wood. He cuts it loose, and it is knocked away on almost intercepted and then almost complete. George Rose had a hand on it. There's a flag on the play. He couldn't hold it, and as the ball deflected away from him, I believe Frank Gifford actually got a hand on it, too. He was the intended receiver. It is incomplete. Penalty on the play. We'll see what it is. It would appear to be against the Giants. The flag was dropped back at the 27-yard line, which might well indicate a long penalty. And that's what it is going to be. So the down will still be the second. And it'll be half the distance from the 27 or 26. Ball put right at the 13.5. Call it the 14-yard line, making it a 14-yard penalty.
Holding penalty against the
Giants. So actually, it was 22 yards from the line of scrimmage. 22 yards from the line of scrimmage. Half the distance from the point of infraction, the 28. First, second down from their own 14. 29 to go for a first down for the Giants. Wood under center is back to pass at his 5-yard line. Throws it up the middle, intercepted by Hawkins at the 23. Goes to the right now to the 20-yard line. Going to the sideline, the 15, the 10, and staggers out of bounds at the 8-yard line. He was driven out by Frank Lasky. Rip Hawkins from his middle linebacker spot couldn't have been in a better position to receive that pass. It was right in the breadbasket, and Rip calmly surveyed his blocking and took off for the sideline. There was a holding penalty and a clipping penalty, and the ball will be brought back. So wait a minute. We'll find out who has it and what the situation is. Timing is all important here. The Viking offensive unit is going off the field. The ball is being placed just about back where it started from. Now we'll see the official holding at that point. Ball is being placed down on the 13-yard line. It was on the 14, but that doesn't mean that it hasn't been put 1 yard off. Had the infractions taken place after the interception, then the interception would be allowed. But they're having a long discussion on the field. Now the official coming over our way, and we'll see if we get some signals. Holding penalty against the Vikings. They'll move it out to the 27-yard line, apparently. 29-yard line, rather. Holding penalty against the Vikings. Takes it out to the 29-yard line. First down for the Giants from the 29-yard line. Apparently a roughing the passer. So the Giants have it first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. The counter to the fullback, and Wheelwright gets across the 30 with a yard or two to spare before the Vikings pile him up. A break going against the Vikings. Let's see if they can get the ball back through other means. Second down, 8 to go from the 31-yard line.
Remind you, fans are interested in Greg Larson, the center of the New York Giants. He got hurt in the first half. He banged up his right knee, some strained or torn ligaments. And why Tittle has not played at all yet today. Gary Wood, a rookie from Cornell, is the quarterback.
He has Gifford split to the right, Jones to the left, and he's back to pass in the pocket. Has a little time, now cuts it loose up the middle, incomplete. He cut that one hard and went off the knee of Vargo as Vargo was sliding in front of the intended receiver, Aaron Thomas. Two other Vikings were over to cover. That play was well covered. Incomplete. third down, 8 to go from the 31-yard line. That's the first pass the Giants have thrown officially. Another one that they threw is intercepted but nullified by a penalty. Third and 8, Giants from their own 31. Vikings lead 20-14 with 12 minutes to play in the third quarter. Ray Christensen, Paul Giel reporting it from Yankee Stadium. 30 degrees the temperature at game time. I would guess it's about the same. The wind was supposed to get stronger. Actually, it appears to have gotten a little weaker as the game has progressed. Back to pass on third down. There's a flag. As Wood is looking, now he is starting to run. Then he throws his pass. He has his man all along Wheelwright on the 45, and down he goes on the Viking 40 as he was hit hard by Schwachman. He actually fell on top of Vargo. The ball goes up to the Viking 40. Now let's see. The penalty apparently was against the Vikings, and it is refused by the Giants. Offside against the Vikings, refused by the Giants. And they wind up with a 29-yard pass for a first down on the Vikings' 40-yard line. So the Giants, getting the breaks, are using them. And they move into Vikings territory. There's a timeout on the field with the score. The Minnesota Vikings 20, the New York Giants 14.
Progress is on the move. Times are changing. Stride for stride, Minneapolis Federal is going with progress. Minneapolis Federal will lead the pace in progress with a new look in downtown Minneapolis. A majestic structure rising 18 stories and extending from Nicollet to Marquette on 8th. And with the new building will come new concepts in customer service. In the near future, the pace-setting Good Tree will be branching out into the suburbs, bringing more people its unmatched services, branching out to help the communities grow and prosper. And yet, even as Minneapolis Federal keeps pace with progress, the heritage of the past is remembered. The old-fashioned friendly service, personal counseling, the smiles and a warm welcome, these will remain as always. But times are on the move, and Minneapolis Federal is leading the way. So come along, join the progressive one. Open your insured savings account by mail or in person at Minneapolis Federal.
It's first and 10 for the New York Giants from the 40-yard line of the Vikings. The Vikings lead 20-14. Giants would like to score and get ahead. Here they come with Gifford flank wide to the right on a strong right formation. No other man split out. Back to pass is Wood. Standing at the 50, he cuts it loose. He's trying to hit Gifford, who has the lead, but he can't reach it on the 5, the 10-yard line. He got beyond George Rose, but he could not get to the ball. Down and out by Gifford. He couldn't get it. Incomplete. Second and 10 from the 40-yard line. At the moment, Wood has completed 8 out of 18, and Frank Gifford has hit 1 for 1. For the Vikings, Tarkenton has hit 9 out of 21. The Vikings have not had the ball yet. They kicked off, and the Giants have moved the ball upfield from their own 21 now to the Vikings 40, where it's second down and 10 to go. Gifford again split to the right, the only man split out. Back to pass is Wood. He's looking. The rush is on by Dixon. He tries to corner him, can't reach him. Other Vikings come up. Jim Marshall gives pursuit and can't quite get him. And then he is hit as he actually bangs into Bill Swain at the 47-yard line. But, oh, Marshall must have gotten a hand on the ankle because he was staggering when he hit Swain. Between Marshall and Swain, you have the tackle credit. And the ball is placed at the 46 for a loss of 6 as Wood was running for his life on that one. It'll be third down and 16 to go from the 46 of the Vikings. Dick James coming in for New York. First time he's been in offensively. Possibly the first time he's been in this ballgame. I don't recall seeing him before. Now the Giants have called a timeout. Timeout on the field with the score. The Vikings 20, the New York Giants 14.
Everything's coming up progress at Minneapolis Federal. Minneapolis Federal sets the pace in growth, downtown and in the suburbs. Sets the pace in dividends by paying the great dividend. Sets the pace in friendly service. Throughout the state, the forward pace, the going pace, is set by Minneapolis Federal. Let's look at home loans. Minneapolis Federal is first to offer the very latest in conventional GI, FHA, and MGIC home financing. Now, with new offices opening soon in the suburbs and a wider range of loan services, Minneapolis Federal again jumps ahead of the field by bringing its services to more people. So come with the great one, the most progress-minded savings and loan association anywhere. You'll know it by the sign of the tree. Minneapolis Federal, the progressive one.
Y.A. Tittle has come in at quarterback for the Giants, replacing Wood, who was shaken up in the last play. His pass is short and almost intercepted by George Rose. Tittle was hit just as he cut the ball loose. Krupko came through to bang him, and the pass was short of Frank Gifford. And diving for it, only able to scoop it up, was George Rose. It'll bring up fourth down and 16 to go from the 46-yard line. The kicking or punting unit coming in with Don Chandler. Chandler, of course, does both, but it's a little past the range of a field goal. And he's in there to punt. A field goal wouldn't help the Giants, particularly at this moment. They trail by 6 points. The snapback has lots of time as he gets the kick away. Butler just lets it go as it bounds on through the end zone. It'll be brought out to the 20, where it's first down and 10 to go for the Vikings. There was no doubt about that one. That was even out of Billy's reach as he stood on the goal line. So he just kind of waved to it as it went by.
Same is indeed pleading. Y. Tittle, who went into the ballgame to replace Gary Wood for that one pass play, didn't get a chance to warm up. He's warming up on the sidelines right now. 36 touchdown passes last year, 33 the year before, both NFL records, and a great quarterback. And yet there were mixed emotions from the fans here when he went into the ballgame. What do you have to do?
Vikings have the ball first and 10. Their first time they have it offensively in the second half. They lead 20-14. The gift to Bill Brown, a little bit of a hole, and he fights his way for 2 yards as he's driven sideways despite his attempts to move ahead. The first man to hit him was linebacker Tom Scott. Ball put on the 22. Gain of 2. Second down and 8 to go. Quite often, you will hear the public address announcer give a different tackler from me, and sometimes he may well be right, but in so many cases, the man who really has primary credit for the tackle isn't the man who's hanging on when the ball carrier is finally down, and that was the case with Tom Scott on this play. Second and 8 to go. Tarkenton under center. Back to pass. He's looking, has a little time, sets, is pretty well sewed in, fumbles the ball. The Giants will recover. Recovered by Moran. Hit Parkinson. Moran recovered it. The Vikings fumbling for the first time, but they lose the ball on their own 16-yard line. On the 16-yard line. It was Tom Scott who hit Parkinson, and the ball popped loose, and Moran was there. The only other man near it was also a Giant. There was no doubt about who would recover. So the Giants are within range of going ahead as they start from the 16-yard line. And Wood is back in at quarterback. He fakes a handoff, throws his pass, and it is incomplete. Gifford went up to try to get him, and just as he caught it, George Rose pushed him in the stomach, part of a tackle, and it ball popped away, incomplete. Second down, 10 to go from the 16-yard line. Vikings' first fumble of the day, but they lose the ball, and the Giants are very much within striking range. The Giants have fumbled twice. One recovery by the Vikings by Carl Eller, who also made the tackle on the play that shook the ball loose. Vikings lead by 6, 20-14, with 9:40 to play in the third quarter. But the Giants are threatening. Second and 10 from the Vikings 16. Gary Wood under center. He's back to pass, looking, has time, throwing it for the far corner, incomplete, as Jones had overrun it, turned and tried to get back and couldn't hold it. Schrockman was covering on the play. It'll bring up third and 10 from the 16-yard line.
Mention once again that some of the Minnesota boys on the New York Giant roster are out of the ballgame. Dick Pessonen has a bad knee and has been out most of the season. Greg Larson was injured in the first half, torn ligaments in his right knee. He's been out. And let me see who else we got. Bill Winter from St. Olaf has had a bad knee. From time to time, they have to drain it of fluid. So Bill has been used strictly on special teams this afternoon.
Third down. Jones is out and Crespino in. Back to pass. Way back is Wood. He throws the screen. Complete now to Morrison, coming forward across the 20 to the 15. And he still is standing. And then finally goes down. Joe Morrison, as the Vikings piled up on the turf, remained standing. Winston was the man who hit him hardest in the eventual tackle at the 15-yard line. So on the screen, it was just a 1 yard gain, and it brings up fourth down and 9 to go. And the field goal unit coming in for the Giants. So the Vikings have held to the extent that they have forced the Giants into an apparent field goal situation. The ball will be held by Dick James on the 22-yard line from an angle near side of the field. The ball is placed. There's the kick. And it is off to the left. It is not good. Well, the New York Giants fans immediately boo a kicker who has been one of the great ones. And as you say, fame is fleeting. Don Chandler pulled that one a little bit to the left. It was plenty high and far, though, but it went off to the left a little bit. And the Vikings take over on their own 20-yard line. They still have a 20-14 lead.
And Fran targeting feels much better. Fran was trying to scramble and look for somebody to throw the ball to. Had the ball up in the air, and he was hit. The ball fumbled, and the Giants recovered on the 16-yard line. But then Don Chandler's attempted field goal four plays later was wide to the left.
So the Vikings can start out just where they started out before, the 20-yard line. They had second and eight from their 22 when that fumble took place. St. Louis leads Cleveland 21-9 in the third quarter. Pittsburgh leads Washington 14-7 in the fourth quarter. And Philadelphia has defeated Dallas 24-14. Detroit leads Baltimore 24-14 in the third quarter. Our score is 20-14. The Vikings lead with 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the third quarter. That one final, Philadelphia, the winner over Dallas 24-14.
Score just in, St. Louis 28-9 over Cleveland right now in the third period.
Cleveland has scored only on field goals. Back to pass is Tarkenton. He gives it on the draw play to Bill Brown, who has stopped and then bursts ahead and winds up across the 25-yard line. A great effort by Brown as a linebacker who had come through was not completely taken out and stopped Bill for what appeared to be a loss. But you know Brown, he doesn't give up until the whistle blows, and sometimes that doesn't stop him. And he wound up with a 5-yard gain. Second and five from the 25. The fans are reacting now to the posting of that score, 28-9, St. Louis over Cleveland. Vikings set to go. Tarkenton with a strong right formation. Men split both ways. Gives it off, and Brown fumbles. It's still loose, and the Giants recover. For the second straight time, recovers a fumble. This time, Brown fumbles. And Moran again recovers. And the Giants once more threaten. As the Vikings are having trouble hanging on to the football here in the second half. The ball will be placed on the 23-yard line. And the Vikings give the Giants another opportunity. The Vikings have had the ball for only four plays, and on two of them, they have fumbled and given it away. Wood, the quarterback, is back to pass. He's looking. He has time, but now he has to scramble, and he can't get it loose, and he throws it away. And there will be a net downing the ball on that one. Intentional grounding as Carl Eller hit him right after he threw the ball away in desperation. That's the first time today that Gary Wood has looked like a rookie, if you will forgive that expression. He has a lot of poise under fire, and I don't mean to intimate otherwise, but on that one, he, in desperation, he threw it away.
Well, on a couple of other pass patterns where he threw, and it looked like everybody was covered pretty well, he looked over at the sidelines, and Allie Sherman, the coach, seemed to indicate with his hands down towards the ground, take it easy, calm down, you'll be all right, just have an idea where you're throwing it. And as Ray indicated on that particular play, he did act a little bit like a rookie, but this is expected.
That's 15 yards and loss of down, so it becomes second down on the 38-yard line. You lose the down when you throw the ball away. And actually, I think he was ruled down just short of the 38, so the Vikings get an extra yard or two on the walk-off of the penalty. Second down, 25 to go from the 38-yard line. Strong right formation with only Jones split to the left. Back to pass. Wood throws it up the middle, and he hits his man, and it bounces away. It probably is a free ball. The Vikings will pick it up. Rip Hawkins has it. He brings it up to the 40-yard line. Still going, and he is up near the middle of the field and still going at the 40-yard line before being knocked out of bounds in Giants territory. Now, there is another flag on the play, and Winston is very unhappy. The ball was popped loose after being completed. Now we'll see. My first guess would be that the Vikings will have the ball, but that they'll have it farther upfield after a penalty against them of clipping. I am pretty sure it'll belong to the Vikings, don't you think, Paul?
Yes, it appeared that the flag hit the ground after Rip Hawkins had picked the ball up and rambled down the field with it.
Vikings take over on their own 29-yard line. The penalty took place at the 44. So instead of getting the ball, oh, close to the 40-yard line of the Giants, they have it on their own 29, but they do have it. It was Hawkins who picked it up. The Vikings are set to go. The quarterback, Fran Tarkenton. Vikings have fumbled it away twice. The ball goes out of Mason on a wide sweep left. He cannot get the block that he wanted as Bowie tried to take his man out and didn't succeed. That man, Tom Scott, made the tackle. At the most, a one-yard gain to the 30. It'll be second down and 9 to go. For 10 seconds, this is where you hear the play-by-play broadcasts of the Minnesota Vikings.
Where you hear all the sports, studios, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830 WCCO.
Vikings second and 9 to go from their own 30-yard line. Tarkenton with a strong left, his back to pass. He's looking, set, throws it. He's trying to hit Hall. He cannot. Up at the 47 of New York, it is incomplete. Erich Barnes stayed right with Tom Hall. It'll be third down and 9 to go from the 30-yard line. And the Vikings do not have a first down in this second half, which has 7 minutes and 6 seconds remaining. The lead still belongs to Minnesota, 20-14. But the Vikings twice have fumbled the ball on the second play from scrimmage. Now they've had two plays, but it's third down and 9 to go, so they're faced with a third down and long yardage situation. If they want to keep that ball, they've got to get that first down. Flatley split to the left, Hall to the right on a strong right formation. Tarkenton under center. He is back to pass. And coming through and knocking him down is Andy Robicelli. He was looking, and on the blind side, Robicelli came through and smashed him down at the 14-yard line. A loss of 16 yards on the play. No, 19-yard line. A loss of 11 yards on the play. It'll bring up fourth down and 20 to go, and Bobby Walden will be punting. As the Giants are really putting on the pressure. The Giant defense has gotten progressively stronger, seemingly, as this game has continued. But the Vikings defense has held the Giants twice after the Giants recovered a fumble close to that goal line. The snapback. Walden gets his kick away. And Walden falls down. I don't think there was a penalty on the play. The ball hits at the 40, rolls to the 45, down to the 35, and dead at the 32-yard line. Good punt by Walden. And the Giants will start from their own 32-yard line. That was a 47-yard punt with no return. Walden hit the turf up there and looked over to the official, and he just signaled, "Go on upfield, young man," indicating that there was no infraction of the rules. Ball closer to the 33, so call it a 46-yard punt in case you're keeping statistics on that for Bobby Walden, who is just one-tenth of a yard behind Yale Larry for the punting lead of the NFL. Strong right formation with Gifford split that way. The counter to the fullback, Wheelwright, and oh, he flashed it. Got almost to the 40-yard line. Ernie Wheelwright straight ahead, wound up on the 39, a gain of 6. It'll be second and 4 to go. When he gets any kind of a start, he is tough to haul down. After seeing Lenny Moore with those low cuts, and Lenny, of course, is not the heaviest fellow around. He's quite light. And then Ernie Wheelwright with the same low cuts, it looks like Lenny Moore suddenly gained 60 pounds. Gifford again flanked to the right on second and 4. The counter to the fullback, and once again he rams his way through, and that time he'll have the first down as he went all the way to the 44-yard line for a gain of 5. The Giants hitting the Vikings where they've been pretty strong have moved it out to the 44-yard line. An official timeout as the Giants will have first and 10 from the 44-yard line with 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter. The Vikings leading 20-14.
Ernie Wheelwright, the fullback, is 27 years old from Southern Illinois. I don't know if he was playing somewhere else before Ray or not, perhaps in the Canadian League. Age 27 would seem to indicate that he may have been someplace else before the Giants picked him up, but he's 240 pounds, and they've been running that inside slant on a quick handoff to him up the middle, sometimes catching the middle linebacker in a blitz and able to go through for good yardage. He's got tremendous power for, and he should have, I guess, for a man 240 pounds, but pretty good agility also. Andy Robicelli, who plays defensive right end for the Giants, has put a tremendous rush on Fran Tarkenton all afternoon. Grady Alderman's playing our left offensive tackle has been staying with Robustelli as best he can, but they've been doing some stunning. In other words, there's a linebacker right behind Robustelli. Sometimes he sneaks in and puts a rush on, and then Robustelli stays back to help to the outside. And they're playing some games in there, and they're giving Grady kind of a rough afternoon.
The Vikings still lead 20-14. The Giants now from their own 44-yard line. The gift to Morrison, and he goes for three or four before Bill Swain wraps his arms around him and drops him at the 48-yard line. Ball will be spotted. Still at the 48. Gain of four, second down, six to go from the 48-yard line. The Vikings digging in. Greg Larson left the game very early with an injury, torn ligaments above the right knee. And the only injury we know of. The counter to Wheelwright, and he blasts through again and is still standing before Fargo comes up to tackle him. He got across the Vikings 45 to the 43 for a gain of nine. They get the 42, a gain of 10, first down. And Wheelwright is really piling up the yardage for the New York Giants. No long gainers, but long enough to help the Giants keep moving. They're now on the Vikings 42, first and 10. 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. 20-14, the Vikings lead, but it's been all Giants here in the third quarter. Gifford split to the right, rolling out on the bootleg now is Wood. He's going to run. Now he decides to throw it to the left, but he hits the ball beautifully. And down to the 10 and knocked out of bounds by Fargo. He doesn't make it. He goes on in for the touchdown. Fargo hit him, but he went over. Aaron Thomas at the 20, and Aaron was hit by Fargo at the 5, and he was hit hard, but he kept his feet and he went into the right corner standing up and then fell down once he was in touchdown land. The Giants have tied it up, and now the extra point will be attempted by Chandler. 4:08 to play in the third quarter. The snapback is very high, but he still gets the kick away, and it's good. The Giants have taken the lead. The New York Giants, who have completely dominated play in this second half, finally produced a touchdown twice when it was almost given to them on a Viking fumble. They were unable to score, but this time they started from their 33, got two quick first downs to the Vikings 42, and then Gary Wood hit Thomas. Aaron Thomas with a reception at the 20 ran it in. 42 yards in all. The extra point try by Chandler. A bad snap from center. Remember, Greg Larson is not in there, so Mickey Walker is a little new to that snapback. But he got it up there, and it was pulled down in a hurry by Dick James, and he got it down in time for Chandler to put his team ahead 21-20.
Gary Wood from Cornell, the rookie, is a pretty fair runner, so the Vikings had to respect that when he came rolling out to his right, and it looked, for all purposes, that it was going to be a run. And then as the defensive back made that fatal step up, Aaron Thomas, the tight end, got behind him, and Gary Wood hit him on the 42-yard scoring play.
Thus far, the Vikings have a -3 net yardage in the second half and no first down, so they'll have to get their offense going. There's the kickoff by Chandler off the side of the foot. It hits and it'll go out of bounds. That'll be a 5-yard penalty automatically, and it'll start from the 35 this time. Went out of bounds at the Vikings 15, but anytime that kick goes out of bounds, it's brought back and a 5-yard penalty walked off. So this time Chandler will kick it from his own 35-yard line. 21-20, the Giants have the lead. They led on one other occasion when Clarence Childs ran back a kickoff after the Vikings' opening field goal for 100 yards and a touchdown. That made it 7-3 Giants. Then the Vikings went ahead and stayed ahead until now. St. Louis leads Cleveland. Cleveland has kicked another field goal. That's four of them. 28-12 in the fourth quarter. But that's still a 16-point margin. There's the kickoff sitting very, very high. That's a beauty. George Rose takes it on his 8. To the 15, the 20, the 25. Scrambling to the right, trying to turn it on, but Homer Jones stays with him, and he cannot get away. He'll be down very near the 25. Vikings starting from their own 25, 26-yard line. First down, 10 to go, Vikings from their own 26. And those Giants really charged onto the field. They are fired up.
George Rose made a fine cut after setting up that play up the middle, and if it hadn't been for a fine play by Homer Jones, he may have gone for real good yardage.
Fans making a lot of noise. Tarkenton with a strong right formation. His back to pass. The rush is on. Robustelli is taken out. He throws the quick little screen to Brown. Coming out now for 5, 10, 15 to the 35, and that's where he is dumped. He was hit by Webb, and down he went on the 35. A gain of 9. It will be just short of a first down. Screen pass to Bill Brown. Brings up second down and one to go from the 35-yard line. Tarkenton timed it beautifully. He waited until everybody was on him, but he still could see his receiver, and then he pitched a little screen pass out to Bill Brown. And Bill went out for 9 yards. The defensive secondary recovered quickly for the Giants to keep it from being a longer game. Second down and one to go. Tarkenton, the quarterback, strong right his formation. Gives it to Bill Brown. He slants and then drives and may have the first down. He was driven back well behind the line of scrimmage, but forward progress would appear to be enough for the first down. On the 37, it is a first down. Vikings have their first down of the second half with only 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. They are first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Detroit now leads Baltimore 31-14 in the fourth quarter. All split to the right, flatly to the left. Strong left the formation. Tarkenton as a man goes outside. Counters now to Bill Brown, sweeping wide. He is hit by Erich Barnes, fights his way out, is out of bounds at about the 39-yard line. The gain would only be a couple of yards, and it appeared that the offsides would be against the New York Giants unless there's a procedure call against the Vikings. The official's talking to Rip Hawkins of the Vikings, and he points his finger to Frank Tarkenton of the Vikings, and he points his finger upfield, indicating we'll take the penalty. So that'll make it first down and 5 to go from the 42-yard line. Been a lot of penalties in this quarter, 4 of them against the Giants, 2 of them against the Vikings. Each team has 2 long ones. The Vikings trailing 21-20, have the ball first and 5 from their own 42-yard line. 2:07 remaining in the third quarter. Strong left to formation for the Vikings. Men split both sides. Tarkenton calling signals. Goes back to pass in a hurry. Robustelli taken out. He's hitting upfield. It is batted away, and that prevented a touchdown as Erich Barnes leaped up in front of Tom Hall and knocked it away. Hall had a lead on him, but the pass was not quite high enough to clear the leaping Barnes. Incomplete at the 30-yard line of the Giants.
Barnes is a 7-year veteran from Purdue. Not too long ago, I was talking to Paul Flatley, the fine end of the Minnesota Vikings, and in describing or talking about a number of the great defensive backs in the league, Erich Barnes was one of the first names that came up. They haven't played against the Giants that often, except in a few exhibition games, but this was one of the names that came to the mind of Flatley right away when he was talking about fine defensive backs.
2 minutes, 1 second left in the third quarter. Ray Christensen and Paul Gill reporting from Yankee Stadium, a crowd of 63,000, seeing the Giants leading 21-20. Strong right to formation on second and 5. Tarkenton under center. Gives it to Tommy Mason, and Bill Winter hits him, and Lou Slavy follows up. Slavy makes the tackle, and Mason will lose the yard on that one to the 41. It'll be third down and 6 to go. The Vikings having a little trouble clicking through the air, and their running attack has been slowed down by this Giant defense after it was much stronger the first quarter and a half. The Vikings on their own 41. Third down, now 6 to go for a first down. A minute and a half left in the third quarter. The Giants with a 21-20 lead. Strong right formation. Tarkenton, third down, long yardage. He's back to pass. Set. He throws it upfield, and it is off the hands of Flatley, and he couldn't get it on a second try. He hit it high in the air, and coming down, he got another hand on it, but couldn't hold it at the 30-yard line of the Giants. A punting situation on fourth down. It was a good attempt by Flatley. It was very high, and he managed to get a hand on it and keep it playable and tried to get it coming down, but couldn't. Bobby Walden into punt has had punts of 22, 47, and 46 yards so far. The deep man, Dick James, back at the 19-yard line. The snap back is good, And there's the kick, a beautiful putt. Dick James fading back. Fair catch, he takes it at the 12-yard line. What a beautiful kick that was. That was 47 yards without a return. And the Giants will start from their own 12-yard line with a minute and 5 seconds left in the third quarter.
Vikings have scored their 20 points on two field goals by Fred Cox, one of 18 and one of 47, and then on a one-yard run by Fran Tarkenton and a 43-yard pass running play to Hal Betzel.
Gary Wood, under center, starting from his own 12, gives it to the big fullback, and that time the Vikings piled up Wheelwright. He made a yard, no more. You could see the Vikings stiffen and literally stand up. Paul Dixon rammed into the interference. Jim Prestel was in on the stop. On the 13, it'll be second down and 9 to go. 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Vikings want to dig in and keep the Giants deep in their own territory and get that ball back and try to get their offense moving, something they have not been able to do. They have only one first down in the second half. Second and 9, Giants from their own 13. Gary Wood bends down behind center. Now he's back, standing at his 4. He cuts his pass loose, and it is incomplete. Carl Kasulke knocked it away. He also made contact with Aaron Thomas, and the fans are protesting. However, it appears that Kasulke was playing the ball all the way, and I'm trying not to be prejudiced in that account. It is an incomplete pass, 3rd and 9.
The Giants, to get their 21 points, had Clarence Childs return a kickoff 100 yards for their first touchdown. And then Gary Wood, the rookie quarterback, hit Gifford an 11-yard scoring play. And then the pass play to Aaron Thomas that covered 42 yards here in the third quarter.
Third down and 9 to go. The Vikings can stop the Giants on this play. They can force a punt situation here. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Back to pass is Wood. The rush is on. Eller trying to get at him. Cannot. Here comes Wood. He's going to run the ball. He's out to the 20-yard line. His hip pulls forward almost to the 22. This will be close to a first down as he put that ball up as far ahead as he could. That is the end of the third quarter with the score. The New York Giants 21, the Minnesota Vikings 20. Get in on the saving excitement at Minneapolis Federal, where you can save by mail at the sign of the tree. Write out a check now and open a savings account where you earn the great dividend. Minneapolis Federal, on the move with progress.
Clouds touched with the gold of an Indian summer sunset. The smell of burning leaves, clear nights, and football. Everywhere, football. Contest of skill and strength. A panorama of action and color. Players keen in the spirit of competition. The coach pacing the sideline. Thrilling pass plays and rough and tumble maneuvering. Spectators juggling pennants, steaming coffee, and hot dogs. Football reigns. It's an exciting time of the year. Seeing your insured savings grow at Minneapolis Federal is exciting too. Score with generous dividends, compounded quarterly. For financial security, team up soon with Minneapolis Federal at the sign of the tree, a good tree to come to for shelter.
There's the punt. Mason takes it on his 34 to the 40-yard line. The 45 still going to the 50, going down the sideline. The 45-yard line gets a good block by Denton and goes down to the 30 before he is knocked out of bounds. Bob Denton threw a beautiful block, giving Mason 10 more yards. To recap quickly, the Giants were about half a yard short and so had to punt. And the punt was picked up by Mason on his 34, and he ran it back to the 30-yard line of the Giants. Denton threw a block at the 40. That was a beauty. The Vikings now start from the 30-yard line of New York. A great return by Tom Mason. 36-yard return. Vikings set to go now with an opportunity as they trail by 1 point. Strong right formation. Tarkenton under center, starting from the 30-yard line of New York. He's back to pass. The rush is on by Scott, but he gets his bat loose, trying to hit Brown. He's got him at the 3, and he's over. A halfback that time. It was not a linebacker situation. He outran Jim Patton and grabbed it at the 3, wriggled away from a jersey tackle, and went on in standing up for the score. And the Vikings, after that fine punt return by Mason, go 30 yards on the first play. The pass, the 21st for Tarkenton, for a touchdown. He's one under his own record now. The extra point try coming up by Cox. The snap back, the place, the kick. It is good. There's a timeout on the field now with the score. The Minnesota Vikings, 28. The New York Giants, 21.
Come along. Move up with us. Join the progressive one. Minneapolis Federal. Goingest, growingest savings and loan association around. Minneapolis Federal is setting the pace in progress. The kind of progress that will help to make your future brighter. So go with progress. Get great service and the great dividend. Two famous features. Of the more than 6,300 savings and loan associations in the country, Minneapolis Federal pays the great dividend. Your insured savings account at Minneapolis Federal earns $4.06 in dividends for every $100 you save for 12 months. So remember, when you're saving for a home, a college education, retirement, or just for vacation fun, join up with the Progressive One. Minneapolis Federal, downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul, with branch offices opening soon in Bloomington and Golden Valley.
The kickoff by Cox, taken at the 12-yard line by Dick James, ran it out to the 28-yard line before John Kirby decked him. I said 28 to 21, it's 27 to 21. The Vikings lead by 6 points, and that could be an important difference between 6 and 7. First and 10 for the Giants from their own 28-yard line. The fake to the fullback, bootleg rolling out as Eller can't get him as Wood, but Carl keeps his feet and he's finally catching up with Wood and then can't hold him, but he slows him down. Hawkins hits him, he slips off that and falls forward to the 40-yard line. It was a fine run by Gary Wood as Carl Eller followed him all the way and gave him trouble at least before he was finally down at the 40-yard line. Eller did not make the tackle, but it was interesting to see how he could keep up with it despite being hit with a very good block back at the line of scrimmage. 12-yard gain by Wood. First down and 10 to go for the Giants. Vikings lead 27-21. 13-16 says the clock. That score, incidentally, came with 14-14 to play in the game. The counter to Big Wheelwright, and he has the hole, and he slashes out to the 47. Tackled by Koselke and by Fargo. Fargo has been in on a lot of tackles today. 7-yard gain, second down, and 3 to go. Second and 3 on the 47-yard line. The Giants in their own territory approaching the midfield stripe are down by 6 points. But they are moving the ball well on the ground and have hit a couple of key passes. They have completed only 2 out of 9, incidentally, in this half, but they've been keys. There's a gift to Morrison as he tries to slip outside end and gets out to close to the 49-yard line before being driven back hard by the Vikings. He would appear to be just short of a first down by about half a yard. He's out to the 49. It'll be third down and a yard to go. Third and 1. Vikings will try to throw the Giants back. The Giants will try to keep their drive moving. They are far enough upfield, so even if they don't make it, if they are close, they presumably might try a fourth down. But right now, it's the third down situation. Strong right to formation. Only Gifford split a little bit. The give to no one. Quarterback keeps it, rolls out to the right, and is dumped right at the 50-yard line by Fargo. He then moves the ball ahead a little bit farther, and Rip Hawkins comes up to make sure the official saw that. And the official did pull it back to the 50. The fans are protesting, but the official doing it completely correctly. And they will measure, even though they only have to walk in about 6-7 yards. It is that close. So they are going to measure. I think it was pretty obviously short of a first down, but this way they can also put it down exactly as they carry it into the nearest inbound marker. It is fourth down, and again, inches to go for a first down.
Allie Sherman had a few words with the official on that particular call. He thought they had a first down, and of course, this is his prerogative. Argue a little bit. It involves his ball club.
Actually, from here, and it would have been right in front of the Giants, too, you could see Wood down, then pop the ball ahead in the second motion. Fourth down, they're going to go for it, as you might expect. Inches to go. Gary Wood with a strong right, under center. Keeps that ball, and the Vikings charged early and buried him. I don't know where he is on the bottom of that pile. We'll just have to wait and see. There appeared to be no flag on the play. The ball is about a foot back from where it was. The Vikings take over on the 50-yard line.
Come on.
The Vikings take over on the 50-yard line. As they charged at the earliest possible second, I thought they might get called for offside. I'm not saying they were, but they put a good rush. They had timed it well. They guessed the call of the signal just right on that. And they really hit Wood, the quarterback, who tried to sneak for the first down and didn't make it. The defensive charge was greater than that of the offense. Vikings lead 27-21, start exactly at midfield. The ball just inside Giant territory. Call split to the right, flatly to the left on a strong left. Targeted under center, fakes the pitch out, counters to Bill Brown on the trap, and he roars up the middle. Gets 6 yards before he is dumped.
Ball carried by Brown.
Bill Brown, who is approaching a record for rushing in one season by Vikings, got 6 yards on that one to the 44. I would say he's right about at that mark right now.
A couple of pretty fair country ball players on the sidelines in the street clothes. Alex Webster, who's had a bad back for the New York Giants, a fine running back, and M. Tanell. Used to play defensive back here and defensive back for the Green Bay Packers.
Second and four, Vikings on the 44 of the Giants. Vikings lead by 6 points, 27-21. The give now to Bill Brown. He got only a yard or two. Somebody tried a ball steal on him, did not succeed. 1 yard gain to the 43. It'll be third down and three to go. 10-20 left to play in this game. Vikings lead 27-21.
The Viking offensive lineup hasn't changed too much. Paul Flatley at one end, and Hal Betzel at the other end. Grady Alderman and Errol Linden are the tackles. Ken Byers, formerly of the Giants, and Larry Bowie are the guards. Mick Tinglehoff the center. We'll set the backfield for you.
Looked like the sun just came out. Actually, they turned out the remaining lights here at Yankee Stadium. They turned them on, rather. Back to pass is Parkinson. Cuts it loose. Hits Flatley. He has the first down as he is tackled immediately. But Paul got inside the 35-yard line for more than enough for a first down. The tackle made by Webb at the 34. A gain of 9 on a hook pattern. Just dropping back 2 steps and then throwing the ball. Tarkenton hits Flatley, and it's 1st and 10 for the Vikings from the 34-yard line of the Giants. 9.5 minutes left. Vikings lead 27-21. Men split both ways on a strong left formation. The give to Bill Brown. He tries to go airborne, then fights off a massive tackler, slides to his left, goes across the 30 to the 29-yard line. It was not a great gain. It was 5 yards, but it looked like it would be nothing, and Bill Brown turned it into something. He had great reaction on that one.
In case you haven't heard, the Vikings gave the Los Angeles Rams negotiation rights to the Los Angeles Rams and their number one draft choice, Jack Snow of Notre Dame, and Snow has signed with the Rams. The Vikings will receive probably a high draft choice in return from the Rams.
Second down, 5 to go from the 29 of New York. The Vikings, with the ball, have a 6-point lead. The gift to Bill Brown. There's a good hole as he blasts for a first down going across the 25-yard line.
Ball carried by Brown.
Ball will be put down on the 22-yard line. A gain of 7 by Bill Brown. 1st and 10 Vikings on the 22-yard line. 8:24 to play, and we'll keep apprising you of that time.
On the 22.
Vikings back in the huddle, moving the ball on the ground very well with one pass to Flatley, giving them a first down in this drive. Flatley split to the left on a strong right situation. Split right is Hall. The fake give. Parkinson rolling out to the right now. The rush is on as he looks for a receiver. Throws his pass. Diving attempt. It is incomplete at the 15-yard line. It was intended for Hall. It'll bring up 2nd down and 10 to go. For 10 seconds, this is where you hear the play-by-play broadcasts of the Minnesota Vikings.
Lakers tonight. You'll hear it 8 o'clock. Studios, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830 WCCO.
On that one, Fran Tarkenton and Tommy Mason appeared to have different ideas on the play. Whatever it was, Tarkenton wound up keeping the ball, rolling out to his right, and he tried to find a receiver, found Tom Hall slightly open and tried to reach him and couldn't. It's 2nd down and 10 to go from the 22-yard line. Betzold splits a step farther out. Now Tarkenton goes back into the pocket looking. It's crowded there, and he won't get it away. Down he goes. Andy Cinchula riding on top of him. The ball will be put close to the 30-yard line. That's where it'll go down, a loss of 8. Third down coming, and 18 to go. The Vikings can't afford another loss now. They want to keep it within field goal range. Although Fred Cox has already kicked one from the 47-yard line in this game, he's 2 for 3 on field goals. He missed one from the 48, and then earlier he had one from the 19. Third down, the Vikings need to get to the 12-yard line for a first down. It's third down, 18 to go for a first down. They're on the 30. They're set to go on a strong right. Tarkenton under center, now goes back to pass. Set, now rolls out to his left. Stinchula following him. He's all the way back to the 47, still trying to get away. Coming over to the side, still trying to scramble. Now he cuts his pass loose. He has a man down there, and it's complete to Mitchell on the 22, and he falls out of bounds. It'll be short of a first down, but oh, after leaving both Rovastelli and Cat Cabbage exhausted on the ground, Tarkenton finally cuts it loose and hit Bedsole. And Bedsole slipped and fell out of bounds at the 19-yard line. It'll be fourth down coming and still 7 to go for a first down, but it was a gain of 11 yards, and there was a scrambling Tarkenton that was very remindful of the game at Green Bay.
He gave the 60-some-odd thousand fans there at Yankee Stadium a little sample of the famous Fran Tarkenton scrambling.
The field goal will be attempted from the 27-yard line. Tarkenton will hold. Tinglehoff will snap it back. Back it goes. It's placed down. There's the kick. Plenty of mustard to that one. It's good. 27-yard field goal. There's a timeout on the field with a score now. The Minnesota Vikings 30, the New York Giants 21.
Minnesota's grain elevators, prairie cathedrals, spread their shadow across the landscape. Great gray giants protecting the secret of our prosperity, standing sentinel over the harvest, giving a golden stream of wheat to appease the appetite of the flour mills. Cropland skyscrapers, outward architecture of inner strength, reassuring to see towering against the horizon. Another silhouette stands outlined there, the good tree of Minneapolis Federal. Since 1891, this landmark of security has risen over the financial landscape, guiding the way to the good life through saving. Secure your future here at the sign of the tree, Minneapolis Federal. Always a good tree to come to for shelter.
Cox now will kick off. Fred's 27-yard field goal came with 7 minutes, 6 seconds left in the game. The Vikings lead by better than a touchdown, 30 to 21. There is his kickoff. It's deep. And it is taken right on the goal line by Homer Jones, the 10, the 15, and he is met and thrown back. In fact, he's still standing. Now he finally is buried under 5 Vikings players. What a reception committee for Homer Jones. He got out to the 20-yard line, and surely Homer, looking at the ball, must say, why didn't I let it go in the end zone? That's where it would have wound up. Well, that isn't the way the game is played, of course. First and 10, Giants from their own 20-yard line, and they're down by better than a touchdown with 6:50 to play. Wood, the quarterback, Y.A. Tittle, has been in for only one play, an incomplete pass. The counter to Wheelwright, and that time the Vikings are all over him and stop him for a 1-yard gain. He tried to go up the middle, tried to slide left, and they stayed with him all the way. Dixon was the man hanging on him most of the way, and Rip Hawkins was in on it also. It'll be second down and 9 to go from the 21.
It'll be interesting to see, with 6 minutes and 26 seconds left to go and the Vikings leading 30 to 21, if Y.A. Tittle will come into the ball game. He has only been in on one play, and that was in the first half when Wood was shaken up on a particular play. He came in to throw one pass.
Also, I believe that the Giants have only one more timeout. They've had to call timeout twice for injured players. One time it was Wood. Back to pass. Wood throws his pass, and Gifford drives for it. Can't get it at midfield as Fargo stayed right with him. The closest man to it, as far as interception possibilities, was Rose, and it was a little off the mark for George, too. Well covered on the play. Third down. 9 to go from their own 21-yard line. So the Giants very much need a first down now. With 6:03 to play, clock stopped after that incomplete pass. The Vikings lead 30 to 21 as Fred Cox has kicked 3 for 4 today, and the one he missed was from the 48. Fred is now 19 for 30 on field goals this year. Wood under center. He's back to pass. Bill Swain can't get him as he's taken out on a good block. And Wood cuts it loose, and it is deflected away incomplete, as reaching out for it for the Vikings was Carl Eller. He got his hands on it and sent it spiraling upfield, but the secondary couldn't reach it either. Carl completely spoiled it for, it appeared to be Aaron Thomas, the intended receiver. It'll bring up fourth down and nine to go. And Chandler in, presumably, to punt. The Giants really don't have too much choice this deep in their own territory with still 5:55 to play. Tommy Mason, Bill Butler standing back at their own 35-yard line. Waiting for the snap from center. It's a good one. And Chandler gets a wobbly kick away, coming up fairly short. Taken on the 40, fumbled by Butler. He fell on it and recovered it. And the Vikings will take it on their own 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Vikings from their own 38-yard line. Vikings will try to keep the ball and move it as much as they can, but also eat up as much time as they can. The clock is on the move now, 5:40 it reads, 30-21, the Vikings lead.
Just before Fran Tarkenton called the play, he took a glance at this big scoreboard here at Yankee Stadium to check the time.
Fran under center with only Hall split a little bit at the right side. Pitches it out. Here comes Bill Brown sweeping left. He falls down and then tries to get up and is driven back. He got only to the 35. He'll have a loss on the play. Bill Brown took the pitch out, fell down, scrambled to his feet, and was hit down. Ball placed at the 34. A loss of four. Second down and 14.
Here's a reminder to members of the Viking Fan Club. Viking Fan Club meets Tuesday at the Cap Towers in Minneapolis. Then on Friday, and again I repeat, on Friday of next week, or of this week, at the Lowry Hotel in St. Paul. Some of the most valuable player awards will be given out at the two meetings.
These are the final two of the year, then.
That's right.
Second down, 14 to go. Vikings on their own 34-yard line. Flatly split a little to the left. There's the gift to Mason. Tries to find running room. He gets to the line of scrimmage. May have a one-yard gain. It'll be no more than that as the Giants have stiffened up. And the Vikings now have a third down and long yardage situation. A one-yard game puts it on the 35. It's 13 to go. The Vikings need to get to the 48-yard line. Tarkenton has hit 3 for 4 on his passes here in the fourth quarter. They have been highly important, two of them on third down situations and one of them on a fine pass to Bill Brown. That field goal put the Vikings better than a touchdown into the front. And had Tarkenton been nailed on that scramble, why, it would have been out of field goal range. But his pass completed set it up. Third down from the 34. Tarkenton is back to pass. The rush is on. He's setting. He's still trying to get that pass away. Runs it out the 35, the 40-yard line, the 45-yard line, and out of bounds at about the 50-yard line. He made sure he had the first down, and then he stepped out of bounds. You can see Tarkenton turn, figure, where am I? I'm all right. Out of bounds I go.
The defensive back was coming up in a hurry, too.
I think Fran would have lowered his head if he had been a yard short. He wouldn't be afraid of the contact, but he has instructions, don't get hurt if you can avoid it. You're our quarterback. The ball is put down on the 48. He made the first down with a foot to spare. That built-in meter up in his head told him you've got the first down by 7.5 inches, Francis. Go on out of bounds.
Fran is staying overnight to talk to the New York quarterback club at Leone's tomorrow, and I'm sure with the kind of day he's had, the writers and so forth will have a lot to throw out at him.
Strong left the formation. Vikings on their own 48, first and 10. And the clock in their favor and the score, too. The ball goes to Bill Brown. There's a flag on the play as he fumbles and recovers it in midair. As he was hit by Jim Katkavich, the ball popped loose, but he recovered it falling down. The clock shows 3 minutes, 45 seconds to play, incidentally. Boy, I don't know why they didn't turn on all those lights earlier. It sure is easy to see now, like broad daylight. But earlier it was kind of on the gloomy side with only half of the lights turned on. 5-yard penalty against the Vikings coming up. It'll bring up first and 15 from their own 43. Offside. First down, 15 to go for the Vikings from their own 43. They lead 30-21 with 3 minutes 45 seconds to go. Only flatly split to the left. Tarkenton under center. Pitches it out to Bill Brown. Sweeping right, it's crowded, and Bill has to fight hard to get out to the 45-yard line for a very short gain. Bill Brown got that pitch off. and was made by Erich Barnes at the 45. A gain of two brings up second down, 13 to go for a first down. A five-yard penalty, then a two-yard gain. 3:27 says the clock, and it's still on the move. Vikings, after leading most of the way, have had to come from behind on this one. But come from behind, they have. Fine punt return by Tommy Mason. And immediately following that, a 30-yard touchdown pass to Bill Brown. And then later, a field goal from the 27 by Fred Cox. Second down, 13 to go. Strong right to formation. Tarkenton gives it off, and Bill Brown gets it and is hit immediately by Andy Cinchula, who was down on hands and knees and stiffened up to nail Brown at the 46-yard line. It's a one-yard gain. Third down and 12 to go. 2:45 says the clock. So again, the Vikings need to make it on third down. Last time they had third and 13 and they came through. This time they've got third and 12. Last time Fran couldn't find a receiver, had to scramble, but he did.
And they're sure taking their time.
Boy, that helps them. Set to go. Flatley split to the left. He's the only man split. Tarkenton under center. With a long count. Now he drops back to pass. The rush is on. Oh, it's crowded there. Now he starts to scramble. Goes toward that sideline, the 45-yard line, the 50-yard line, with Slavy coming up, and he rushes them out of bounds just inside opposing territory. It'll bring up fourth and 6 or 7 to go. Clock stop with 2:06 remaining. The ball will be put on the 49 of the Giants. So Fran gained 5 yards on the play. It'll bring up fourth down and 7 to go for a first down. And Bobby Walden and the punting unit are coming in.
James.
Dick James is the very deep man with Webb halfway back for the Giants. Walden standing at the 38, gets it, gets his kick away, a high spiral and a beauty. That will not be returned. That'll go out. It lands deep in the end zone and will be brought out to the 20-yard line. He gets full credit for that, so it's a 49-yard punt. It'll be first and 10 from the 20-yard line. The Giants starting from that point. And there is a 2-minute warning now, I believe. Yes. Timeout on the field with the score. The Minnesota Vikings 30, the New York Giants 21.
Everything's coming up progress at Minneapolis Federal. Progress in giant steps. Minneapolis Federal is really on the move. It's the most progress-minded association in sight. Expanding, growing, downtown 8th and Nicollet, in the suburbs, all around. Growing with progress to serve you better. Take dividends, for instance. Great dividends. Big dividends. All over Minnesota and the nation, Minneapolis Federal's voice of thrift booms out the story of thrift in action. Savings action, the kind of action that pays $4.06 for every $100 saved for 12 months. Get with progress. Go with great new progress at Minneapolis Federal, the association that serves the nation with savings accounts in person and by mail. Now 325 million strong.
The officials called a timeout for the 2-minute warning, but it was not taken. And we've had two plays, a completed pass to Homer Jones, dropped by Vargo on the 38, and just now an incomplete pass with Paul Dixon, hitting wood just as he cut it loose, and the pass went far awry. It is incomplete. Second down, 10 to go from the 38-yard line. The Giants in their own territory with 1:27 to play. Clock stopped after the incomplete pass. Back to throw is Wood. He rolls out to his right, setting, throwing it far downfield. The bomb, he's trying to hit Thomas, and it's crowded, and it is intercepted, and there was a flag on the play. At the 15, Vargo running upfield. Finally, they decide to stop. An interference called, apparently. That would give the Giants the ball on the 15, and an official has come up with a muscle spasm. We've had a little of everything on this one. Vikings went up with Thomas, and interference was called. Vargo intercepted the ball and started running it back upfield. Got a good vicious block because nobody was sure whether time had been called. It's put down on the 20-yard line. That's where the interference call came. And the Giants start from there with 1:15 to go.
The tough thing for the Vikings to take on this particular play, the ball was thrown short. The coverage was excellent on Thomas. The Viking ball players were actually starting back towards the ball when it was thrown short to intercept it, and Thomas seemed to get bumped on this. Nobody was pushing off him, and one of those unfortunate things where the official decided to call it in favor of the Giants.
Now the officials have moved it 5 yards out of the 15-yard line, which was where we called it in the first place. And one official has left the game with a muscle spasm. 1:15 to play. The Vikings lead 30-21. The Giants have the ball on the Vikings 15-yard line. First down and 10 to go. Gary Wood, the quarterback, on a strong right formation. Gives it on a draw to Morrison. Goes to the 13 and blasts his way. He fumbled but kept it. It's jarred out of his hands, and he got it back before he fell. He got about to the 11-yard line as there's a big scramble, and now a fracas down on the field. Players tangling and the ball rolling loose, and the officials desperately trying to restore order with a minute and 2 seconds to play. And they're still going at it. And it appears that Bookie Bolin has been kicked out of the ball game. I don't know if anybody else was or not. I don't think so. Bookie Bolin has been kicked out of the ball game for the New York Giants. He comes out, and Lane Howell comes in for him. And now we'll have the 15-yard penalty for unnecessary roughness. That takes it out to the 27-yard line. It'll be second down because the ball had been blown dead on the 12-yard line when the penalty came. Then the fighting by Bookie Bolin cost his team 15 yards and his services. So the Giants have the ball on the 27-yard line, second down, and 25 to go for a first down. They have to get to the 5-yard line, 22 to go for a first down. Back to pass is Wood. The rush is on, and he gets protection, throws it to the sideline, and immediately Winston rushes Thomas out of bounds up around the 26-yard line. That stops the clock with 56 seconds to go. The ball will be placed about the 29-yard line. So actually it was a loss on the completion of 2 yards to the 29. It's third down coming now on the 29-yard line. The Giants have to get to the 5 for a first down, although they're not overly concerned with that. They have to score in a hurry and then get the ball again. It's 30-21 for the Vikings. Less than a minute now. Flankers both ways. Back to pass. Setting is Wood. He throws it. He's trying to hit Morrison, and it is incomplete at the 3-yard line. Bill Swain staying right with Morrison as both had to turn to the wrong side as far as where the ball was thrown, where they had expected it, and it was incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down.
You never really know until you see the films, and of course we don't get a chance to check them quite as closely as the coaches do, but Bill Swain, the Vikings acquired him in a deal with the Los Angeles Rams that brought Swain and Charlie Britt to the Rams for a draft choice, has been playing the right corner linebacker in place of the injured Bill Jopko, and to my way of thinking, he's done an excellent job all afternoon.
Fourth down coming, Giants, last chance in this sequence with 50 seconds to go. Wood is back to pass. Marshall gives him a rush, but he gets his pass away. Hits Gifford, and he drops it at the 7-yard line. It appears that he might go on in, had he been able to hold it. Beautifully thrown, but Gifford dropped it at the 7, and the Vikings take the ball with 45 seconds to play. And all they have to do now is hang on to the ball. 45 seconds left. The Vikings lead 30-21. They take over on their own 29-yard line.
A couple of the defensive ball players that were going out on the field seem to indicate to young Gary Wood, the quarterback, not your fault, thrown very well, but Frank Kiffert just couldn't hold on to it.
Tarkenton under center gets the ball and steps back 2 yards and then drops down. He is taking no chances on any contact at all. Ball goes back to the 26, a loss of 3. Second down, 13. The clock shows 35 seconds to play.
It's a little bit dangerous. It's the safest thing to do. Fran Tarkenton dropping right to the ground. A couple of the defensive ball players on the Giants seem to indicate, hey, buddy, you better not do this. They don't care to lose a ball game that way, but it's the smartest and the right thing to do for Fran Tarkenton.
This could be the last play of the game. The clock shows 15 seconds as the Vikings come out over the ball. They do have to run one more play. Tarkenton gets that ball and drops down again, this time on the 24-yard line. And that is the end of the game. After that 2-yard loss to the 24, the game comes to an end with the Vikings coming out on top 30-21. Fans swarming all over the field, We'll have a summary of this game in 1 minute.
Progress is on the move. Times are changing. Stride for stride, Minneapolis Federal is going with progress. Minneapolis Federal will lead the pace in progress with a new look in downtown Minneapolis. A majestic structure rising 18 stories and extending from Nicollet to Marquette on 8th. And with the new building will come new concepts in customer service. In the near future, the pace-setting Good Tree will be branching out into the suburbs, bringing more people its unmatched services, branching out to help the communities grow and prosper. And yet, even as Minneapolis Federal keeps pace with progress, the heritage of the past is remembered. The old-fashioned friendly service, personal counseling, the smiles and a warm welcome, these will remain as always. But times are on the move, and Minneapolis Federal is leading the way. So come along, join the progressive one. Open your insured savings account by mail or in person at Minneapolis Federal.
Minneapolis Federal has enjoyed bringing you Vikings football and all its excitement. Now why not get in on some savings excitement, the kind you get when you open a savings account at Minneapolis Federal, in the suburbs, downtown, all around. The field is filled with fans right now who are leaving Yankee Stadium. The Vikings, who had to come from behind to do it, defeat the New York Giants 30-21. And for a while there, in a third quarter in which the Vikings could do nothing right, it looked like it might go the other way. They fumbled the ball away twice. Their defense prevented the Giants from scoring, but then the Giants marched on in and scored and took the lead at 21-20. But the Vikings, with a fine punt return by Tommy Mason, an immediate touchdown pass to Brown, went ahead and stayed ahead. 30-21 the final. With a summary of the game, here's Paul Giel.
Thank you, Ray. Well, it was an exciting ball game. Sometimes it's been tough for the Vikings to stay up 2 weeks in a row, but Coach Norm Van Bronckhorst had the boys with enough on the ball to win the ball game. The Vikings are now 7-5-1 on the season. Throw the tie out. It doesn't count in the standings. Green Bay is 8-5, so Green Bay is still a half game in front of the Vikings in the battle for second place in that runner-up bowl in Miami, January 3rd. Green Bay plays at Los Angeles next week, while the Vikings conclude their season in Chicago against the big bad Bears, the monsters of the Midway. Taking a look at the scoring, late in the first quarter, Bill Brown raced 48 yards to the Giant 20-yard line. Then on a run by Mason and a penalty gave the Vikings the ball on the 7-yard line. Vikings were stopped on the 11. Fred Cox kicked the field goal from the 19-yard line. The Vikings led 3-0. On the kickoff, Clarence Childs for the Giants ran the ball back 100 yards right straight up the middle to score for the Giants. Don Chandler kicked the extra points. New York 7, the Vikings 3. That was the end of the first quarter. Early in the second period, Fran Tarkenton hit Hal Betzel, the tight end, for 43 yards and a score. Hal caught the ball somewhere around the Giant 20-yard line and ran the rest of the way after he shook off one of the Giant would-be tacklers. Cox made the extra point. The Vikings led 10-7. Shortly after that, Carl Eller recovered a fumble by the Giants on the 43-yard line of the Vikings. And on the next play, Fran tossed 48 yards to Paul Flatley, who carried to the Giant 9-yard line. Four plays later, Fran ran into the end zone as he swept to the left from 1 yard out, and Cox kicked the extra point. The Vikings led 17-3. With 1 minute and 44 seconds left to go in the first half, Gary Wood, the rookie quarterback from Cornell, hit Frank Gifford, the old veteran, for an 11-yard touchdown play. Chandler made the extra point. The Vikings 17, New York 14. With 22 seconds remaining in the first half, Fred Cox, old dependable with the toe now, kicked the 47-yard field goal, and the half ended with the Vikings out in front 20-14. In the third period, a running pass play from the rookie Gary Wood to Aaron Thomas covered 42 yards for a score. Chandler kicked the extra point. New York led the Vikings now 21-20. That was the end of the third period. In the fourth period, Fran Tarkenton, having a great day, one of his finest afternoons, hit Bill Brown for 30 yards and a touchdown. Fred Cox made the extra point. The Vikings led 27-21. Then at the 7:06 mark, Cox kicked a 27-yard field goal, and the Vikings led 30-21, and that was it, the final, 30-21. The Vikings winning their seventh ball game against five losses and one tie.
This is Ray Christensen along with Paul Giel, inviting you to be sitting in again with us for more Vikings football next Sunday when the Vikings move into Chicago to take on the Bears in the season finale. The producer for today's game has been Bill Balch, the engineer Norm Bucher. The final...